Johnson says the CAFTA will be good for the nation and Nebraska ag producers.
Well, currently, these Central American countries and the Dominican Republic have access in agriculture for 99% of their agricultural exports to us come in duty-free. So what this agreement really does is level that playing field, just as folks were asking us to do. And so we're very positive about what the opportunities are here. The Farm Bureau did an analysis saying it could increase our exports in agriculture by about $1.5 billion, which is almost doubling what our current exports are there.
National Pork Producers Council President-elect Joy Philippi says 85% of mainstream agriculture, including pork producers, think CAFTA is money in the bank.
The major thing that we have found out through studies that have been commissioned is that we will receive, with the CAFTA agreement, about 36 cents a head more for our hogs. When you take that over all of pork production, it correlates into a lot of dollars for our business.
Johnson says CAFTA could take the U.S. from a net importing status to a net exporting status. Johnson says most of the tariffs associated with exports entering the U.S. are very low or already at zero, while exports into the Central American countries are still facing high tariffs. Johnson says passage of CAFTA would virtually eliminate the tariffs against U.S. exports. But key lawmakers have expressed dissatisfaction with CAFTA, primarily over how the trade agreement impacts the U.S. sugar industry. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson of Minnesota have come out against the agreement. In fact, just last week, Chambliss said he would vote against CAFTA as it currently stands when it gets to the Senate floor. Bill Lucky is a pork producer from Columbus, Nebraska. Lucky says if Congress fails to pass CAFTA, the U.S. will regret it.
If we don't come in and provide a trade agreement with them, some other countries will. And then it would be extremely hard to come back in later and say, oh, we should be there. Now we're going to have to work twice as hard to get in here. So it'd be best to get involved right away and make it work right from the start. It's just better to get involved right away instead of thinking, darn, I wish I would have done that.
Philippi says she's aware that lawmakers, including Chambliss and Peterson, have reservations about some of CAFTA's provisions, but she vowed to keep the pressure on Congress.
Pork producers just got done sending a letter-writing campaign into all the offices there on Capitol Hill. Next week, the pork producers have their mini-legislative seminar. We'll have producers from all over the United States in. And the week after that, we have another group of producers that will be in. And CAFTA is going to be right at the top of the list in all of the meetings that we are in. This is a big issue for us, and basically MPPC and pork producers have been driving the bus to get this done, and we want to make sure that we get this passed in short order if we can.
State agriculture commissioners, including those from Alabama, Delaware, Florida, Louisiana, and North Dakota, have also voiced concerns with CAFTA, and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture adopted a resolution to reject CAFTA last month. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.